This is the Basement Buddies Podcast.
Hey, John.
Hey, Brooks.
I'm Brooks, and that's John.
I'm John.
And that's Brooks.
Hey.
And it's Brooks and John.
Hi.
Oh,
Jamie.
Shit, Jamie's here.
Jamie's here.
All right, cool it. Be cool.
Cool. Cool. I'm cool.
The boss is here.
What's
up, Mama? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good.
This is my lovely wife. Her name's Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember her from Basement Babes or...
also known as Basement Bitches.
Basement Bitches.
Yeah.
And you were upstairs, and I was like, hey, Jamie, would you like to be a guest on our podcast?
And I said, there's nothing I'd rather do.
We're out of friends.
That's also what I heard. I
am...
You said you asked 7 people, 8 people today. I'm in 9th string.
I got a list. So, behind the scenes, this is our second recording of the day. The first one... We blew our load on that one.
It's all gone.
All the ideas,
completely
this whole
empty.
Paper was full. Now I have one thing.
It was full of pure gold.
It was pure gold. You guys remember last week's, right? And
drop my
so
paper.
I was like, I need to get a guest. I was like, I'll just reach out last minute. First, last week on Sunday, you were working late. And I said,
We were texting and we said, let's let future John and Brooks figure that out. Turns out those guys fucked it up.
They're lazy. So future Brooks waited until this morning.
And you texted me and I was like, oh yeah, I have to do that.
I texted
tonight.
You to be like,
hey, you want to record? I was like, oh yeah, I guess I have to do that.
And then I text Bobby, friend of the show, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. How are you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
He's probably listened to this while riding his Harley Davidson.
Does he have a Harley too?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's big shot. Ooh. And I say, hey, can you come by? He said, I got official Teamsters business.
Bobby. I thought you meant Bobby from some kind of show.
No. He's on the list as well. I left him off.
You just wrote Bob times two and you forgot.
Well, these are like all people that throughout the day I run into. So I asked Bobby, he said, I got union Teamster business.
Yeah.
I got
night?
A meeting at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
And who knows how long it's going to go. So then there's a guy, cool old guy named Ty. He probably doesn't like me calling him old, that owns the...
How old is old to you?
He's 68 years old.
Okay.
He's of retirement age. He's halfway retired. He spends half his days...
He's as old as one of your parents.
Yeah. And... I like talking with him, so I was like, hey, I've told him about the podcast. I think he listened to a couple episodes, and I was like, hey, let's do this. And then I asked his wife. First, I asked his wife. I said, what's Ty up to tonight? Oh, he's got nothing going on. She's like, we're going to go get some drinks, but that's at 5:00. I think he'll be ready by 8. He's so smart. That Ty, he's so smart. He can talk about everything. He's really philosophical. He's got lots of opinions.
Perfect.
And then I say, oh, what's his number? I'll text him. And she gives me his number and then says, Brooks is going to call you. Oh, I said, I'll call him. Brooks is going to call you at 12:30.
Oh, no.
So I called him at 12:32. He'd been waiting. All she said was, Brooks is going to call you at 12:30.
No context.
And I'm like, hey, you want to be on my podcast tonight? And
yeah.
He goes, I got to think about this. I'll let you know. And then like an hour and a half later, he's like, I'm busy and I don't want to drink some IPAs and drive across town.
That's fair.
And then I said, what if I pick you up and drop you off? And he goes, maybe next time.
Okay.
So
it takes some people some time to warm up to it, you know?
Yeah.
So then on my route, I ran in the next stop of the day, where like half hour later was Jay.
Yeah, so I was like, from Parrot Guitar. Yeah.
So I said, a Paradise Guitar. Jamie actually made him a bunch of parrot masks.
Oh, yep. We have these sweet mic arms. Wait, we're going to talk about that?
Yeah.
Yep.
out of the dumpster.
Dumpster mic arms from Jay.
They're working beautifully.
This one's fucking awesome, by the way.
They're like $200 and something.
So beefy. So strong.
People don't know how to replace screws, man.
Yeah, it's
no shit.
This screw's broken. I don't like it. I'm like, I'll take something that's broken. Sure. And then, so he's got a show tonight. He's doing a show, but he said maybe.
The shows are happening, man. Crazy.
Yeah. Everything's opening back up.
People have better things
to
do than to
shut
come
back
to your basement.
Down.
Yeah. Right. Oi.
This, 3 weeks ago, this bar that we know the owner of, the Goodfoot, I see on Facebook.
I know the Goodfoot. I've been there.
They're having, shows again in the basement. And
not a very well ventilated.
It's
place.
Only like the ceiling's like 7.5 feet. It's like
it gets steamy in there.
Yeah.
So they announced, hey, we're having shows, buy your tickets or whatever. And then 2 days ago, yeah, it's gonna be an all vaccinated people show. So
oh, how are they gonna enforce? Oh,
bring your card or a picture of it to show at the door. And people were going nuts on.
Oh,
on
infringing
Facebook.
On their rights or whatever.
Yep. And most people were like, it's cool. Yeah, that's great.
And probably
good
feel
hear.
More comfortable going because of it.
There's there's a lot more people that would feel more comfortable in that situation.
I thought everyone got vaccinated. Are we at like 99% or something?
Well, this is...
Of people we know.
Oh.
Of our friends.
Yeah.
That's true.
And my friend group, it's like, 90-something percent.
It's the kids. We still can't vaccinate the kids.
Yeah.
I've snuck some. I broke into Walgreens last week and I got a couple vials.
I've been dosing the kids
every
night.
But you
got to
have them sign the card for it to count, man, so you can go to shows.
You need that piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know, I got my piece of paper signed or whoever the nurse scribbled on it.
Yeah, scribbled right.
But they never asked me to put my name on it. I just had like a blank one.
Sell that bitch.
My wife put my name on it and then laminated it and filed it, I believe.
And put it on
a lanyard
on
it's
your
around
neck.
My neck right now, just in case.
You clipped it to your jacket like you're going snowboarding.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, we might be getting there. Ours are on our mantelpiece, but I thought when it happened, I thought it went into like some registry.
Nah.
Like, especially because there's so many stats, right? Like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, everything. And I'm like, I don't know where they're getting it. No one ever asked me. Any of this?
No. I, yeah.
But because when you get your kid vaccinated, if you're into that, it goes into a registry because, you know, if you forget what they've had or had not, they can just look it up. So I just assumed.
Mm-hmm.
My dad taught me assumptions make an ass out of you and me.
Oh.
Every time.
Yeah. No, that fucks you up.
It does.
When you went to college, didn't you have to, I remember I had to get my measles vaccination proof. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this. And it was like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
And the guy at the help desk was like, you can just file this religious exemption. So I was like, oh, okay.
A lot less paperwork if you just check this box over
here. Like, that's what everyone does. I was like, oh, man, I don't know where to get that. Like, at the time, I wasn't like super good terms with my parents, you know, and I was like, I don't know, that's like in a safety deposit box somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and in that time where you're starting to be an adult on your own, but you don't actually know all your shit.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I think my mom handed me a little notebook. She kept track of everything.
Oh, really?
In it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're an adult now here. This is yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have any of my kids' information because it's all in a database.
Yeah, exactly. This was before the internet.
Yes. You had to actually have
files.
I like the internet.
Yeah.
Paper and files. And then I got low. I was like, who's going to be the guest? And I used my Apple Watch to text my brother, Ryan, who has not been on the show. I said, Ryan, would you, short notice, you want to be on the podcast? He said, oh, that sounds amazing, but I'm at the coast. I can't. And he said, how about your mom? How about mom? She's at home.
That'd be fun.
And I said, I think she doesn't want to come back on.
We were pretty mean to her.
We were very mean to my mom.
And you were?
I don't know.
She left in tears. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
It was on your birthday.
It was on my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Two years ago. It's probably disappeared from the podcast sphere.
It's gone forever.
It's over. You can't listen to it, but my mom will remember it forever. In her heart. Then I was delivering to Bob from Bob Fest, and I said, hey, Bob, what are you up to tonight? And he goes, I don't know. What's going on? I was like, you want to come be on the podcast? He goes, no. he's like, I got things to do.
Yeah,
stuff happening.
That's fair.
I mean, that just speaks to like where we're at right now, that like people actually have shit to do.
Yeah, we're grown-ups, you know?
Yeah.
Like your schedule's pretty full all
the
time.
Well, no, I mean, because before there was nothing
with COVID,
happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On
I mean,
a Friday night.
Friday night.
It's no longer fish in a barrel.
The people that would, I assumed, would be free, like don't have family. Like it's easier to get people that don't have families and stuff to come over and whatever.
Kids are a lot of work.
They are. How is summer going, babe? It's going well.
It is going well.
Halfway through.
No, it's almost over.
It is over.
School starts in a month.
Yes, that is correct. Summer's only.
Brooks has no idea.
2.5 months.
I just need to know when I need to start walking them to school in the morning. That's how I know it's back up.
Yep.
It's when the leaves change.
It is. It's a little bit before that. It's when you buy some fall clothes and then it's really hot for a week. So you can't wear any of your clothes.
Your cool parka jacket.
I mean, who knows if they'll even be able to go the first week. The first week this year was smoked out or would have been if we weren't online. So.
Oh, man. Can't wait for those wildfires.
I know. Did you see last night there was like 22 new fires started from lightning strikes?
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah. In Oregon.
Hooray.
So this is life now, right?
This is life now. Yeah. No. Well, I thought about how like our door to go outside, there's like a little bit of crack or whatever. You know, there's a little spot. And I was like, okay.
Just from the shrinkage of dried wood.
Yeah. I don't know. Life. That door gets used a lot, slammed a lot. But instead of thinking, oh, if there is a fire, like I've been looking, okay, when the fire season comes, I got to remember, these are the spots I got to remember to like tape up and block up when it comes.
Do you guys do any, you have a couple air filters down here to keep the basement stank away.
It kind of gets musty down here. Yeah. It actually, my mom brought it over because Brooks was podcasting with you. Help keep the viral load down.
There's a virus setting. Yep. I turn it to virus and it saves.
Is it really?
It saves us.
That's why. It says virus
on the knob.
I mean, the knob. It's the farthest. It's the farthest knob, I mean, turned to the right. So that means it's the most powerful.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
My mom always had, because she smoked until I was like, I don't know. 8, 9, something like that in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
But so she had all these little air filters and stuff going.
Isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah.
We used to do that. Brooks, you're young. You don't remember, but you used to smoke in bars.
I remember. Hey, it stopped right before he could turn 21. Or right?
There was never smoking in bars.
It was only for like 2 years when Jamie and I were drinking age.
Yeah.
And
I was ready
fucking crazy. Well, I smoked at the time, so it's awesome.
Okay.
Nothing finer than just getting drunk, smoking cigarettes in a bar. It was really pretty glorious. But, I mean, you just felt awful the next day.
Yeah.
And I would just blow my smoke toward people like you who weren't smoking.
Uh-huh. Oh, you were one of those.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I'd put a cigarette out on your arm.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, it was wild.
And you refused to wear a mask when you were in that
bar. No, I'll never wear one.
How are those masks going that I made for you?
Good. I actually was just complimented at the gas station.
Yeah?
The woman behind the counter said, oh, I really like your mask. I go, my friend made it for me.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the whole story.
I just dropped off...
we're best friends now.
An order. Whatever it takes, man. Make her happy.
Hey, the guy with the mask!
Hey!
A plant store just dropped off an order of face masks because someone that I knew from the kids' school bought one from me.
Oh, cool.
And she was wearing it. It had ferns on it. She was wearing it at the plant store, and they were like, we love that mask.
Oh,
where'd you get it
ferns.
From?
Ferns. Cool.
Yeah. So they were really excited. Gave them a couple extra just for the owners to wear.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. We got to wear them. Might as well be cute and comfy.
Yeah, get that brand out there.
Exactly.
Get your mask store up and running.
I walked across the street. There's a kid's consignment store, and I said, hey, I got masks like these. Do you think people would like to buy them? She said, oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Make kids' sizes? I said, oh, yes, I do.
I sure do.
Yeah, so taking advantage of the... They just announced yesterday that kids will have to wear masks in school come fall. So.
Oh, really?
So I'm really just trying to stay true to my American capitalist ways and profit off of the situation.
That's how Stanford made his millions. He sold shovels during the gold rush.
Really?
See, you're selling masks during the pandemic.
Yeah. Boom.
It's actually just because the ones I make stay on faces. And I'm like, why wear them if they're going to fall? You know?
Yeah.
There's ones people buy. I'm like, just... Anyway.
No, I don't want it on my goddamn ears. Yeah. Why does everything have to pull on my ears?
Oh, yeah. You guys have the special ones that go around my head. Go over the head. Yeah.
So much better. And I can pull it down and it hangs around my neck.
Yes.
I don't have to hold the mask in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or have it dangle from one ear like some sort of maniac.
Ugh. Gross.
You don't just stick it in your bra? That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. My bra.
Man.
Well, my phone's in there.
Oh, okay. But you got two.
That's where I keep my Mike and Ikes.
That's how you know you don't actually have a bra, because you think there's not room. Do you know how much?
One boob?
He's got a big phone.
I mean, there's space here for the big stuff, and then you got like small. You can fit a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why do women complain about having pockets?
Yeah, why are you always bitching about them?
It's like you got your fanny pack. You got a pouch up there.
Free chest pockets.
Well, it's not as, I mean, I have like rolled up to a bar and like, here's, you know, my ID out of a, and I've tried to do it now before.
My old manager at Home Depot, she always kept like her work stuff up in her bra. She'd like pull her phone out and do stuff. You're like,
That's not
professional.
And there's like a real creep that like gets up and sniffs it.
Let me sniff that phone. Sniff that boob residue. Okay.
On which side you put it.
Hey, don't kink shame.
Yeah, no kink shame.
Gotta ask for permission first.
So as far as summer going, usually there's an easing in period to summer. You know, the kids have been in school and you kind of got to transition from the schedule to just being at home. Well, that happened in March of 2020.
Right.
So it just was like everything, just not having to.
Now you don't have to do anything all day.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's been great. It's just like, it's been really fun. Really fun. And I like, you know, just little things like Daniel just finished 1 week of swim lessons.
Only. That's awesome.
Week I could get him into.
Oh, yeah, because it's super high demand for
high
demand.
Lessons. They're not offering that many and keeping it lower and all that. But it just was amazing. Like, again, the difference of like getting to have one thing to go do and then we play at the playground and then get something yummy on the way home.
Yeah, we've definitely been hitting up a lot of playgrounds this summer.
Yeah.
Because the kids are stir crazy. They've been inside all day. I get home and we usually go to a playground.
Well, and all three of them are playground. Age.
Sure.
You know, I mean, before Andy wasn't, it's hard when they can't actually walk and climb.
Yeah. It's
nice
now.
And just eat stuff. Not fun.
Well, he still does that. But I can plop him down and he can walk around.
Exactly.
And get hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Well, the kids seek risk. That's what they're after.
That's their job.
Yeah.
It's
so fun.
I'm still working on this.
Seeking risk.
I'm trying.
He is more adventurous than any kid. I tell you, I take him to the playground.
Oh, Brooks?
Yeah, he likes to walk on top.
He gets on the top.
And then
I see the other kids are watching me, and I'm like, oh, shit, should I be doing this? No. They're going to want to do it?
Yeah, I know. I've seen a kid try later, and the mom be like, get down. We don't do that.
I went to the park.
By yourself.
To pick up the kids when they're still in school. And I think we went after school to the playground. There's swings. And I did that thing, you know how you can launch the swing up and over the bar?
I was just going to ask, are you the one who does that? And so the swing's really high?
Well, I did it a couple times, and then I was like, oh, fuck, all of these kids are watching me.
Yeah.
And then...
Then I had to deal with Jackson trying to do it.
Yeah, they're not strong enough is the problem, and it just, like, gets out of control and hits other kids with the swing.
Yeah.
And then, Yeah, you gotta have. Okay, I shouldn't have done it.
No.
The other day we were at the park and there was a tire swing and the kids were playing on the bigger ones, and then after they jumped off, you know, it still got some momentum and Andy started walking toward it and Tanya and I were too far away to do anything.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, he walks right into it and just clobbers him, knocks him off his feet, and we just kind of laughed at him.
Did you wait? Do you do the thing where you wait to see if he starts crying?
Oh, no. It was like he was clobbered.
Yeah.
And we're just like, we're too far away. We're like, well, sorry.
But that's part of the learning process.
Yeah. Kids have a hard time with swings.
They do. I actually had a...
They haven't learned about gravity.
Someone swings by and they go, oh, okay, cool. I can walk right here. And you're like, you're going to get annihilated.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. But I feel like, I mean, for one, you have to have the depth perception. perception, but you also have to have the experience.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, with a lot of things, I don't want to be telling my kids over and over, like, oh, be careful, don't do that. Like,
you'll learn.
They need to just learn. But I, one of the few times I've had people, someone like comment on my parenting was when I was allowing Jackson to learn that. I was watching another kid and like pushing him, and Jackson got close. And I was like, hey, watch out.
Yeah.
And then again, I just was like, let him.
All right.
Let him. I mean, it was like, even it was like a nice, slow, controlled, you know.
Right.
Thing, and he, but you know, was like, well, and that guy's like, you really shouldn't let your kid get hit by the swing. I would be like,
wait, no, that's shit. Bad.
No shit.
That's but why it's like, my burner's on all the time, 24/7.
They gotta learn not to grab there.
Touch it. They'll learn.
Well, even the first time I took the kids out, we were getting there, and I was like, oh, well, we're gonna put suntan lotion on. I mean, just bitching about it, and I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going to have this discussion and hear this moaning and stuff every time we do something. Like, this is for your protection. This is for your body. And he got burned, and it was
bad.
It was bad. I felt bad. I didn't think we were going to be there for so long, but then they were having so much fun.
4 hours or something.
Yeah. And it was like our first, you know, and, but since then he'll be like, where's the suntan lotion, Mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, we didn't even use suntan lotion at all last summer. That's how little we like got out. Just didn't even use it. So he had forgotten, but he knows now. And happy to put on, man, sun shirts are amazing.
Oh, like a rash guard kind of sun shirt? Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was 12, we went to a water park in Utah. We were on vacation over there. And somehow I didn't get sunscreen at all. Or maybe I did and it was the wrong kind or something.
Yeah.
And so I ran around a water park for hours and hours and hours, and I had like blisters all over my back. And we had to drive back to Oregon the next day.
Oh, no.
So I had to sit in the van leaning forward for 20 hours or however long it took to drive home. I'll never forget.
That was before mankind had discovered the aloe plant.
No, I remember.
There's only so much you can do.
I think my sister was probably popping my blisters. Oh. It was brutal.
Man.
So I'll never go out in the sun again. But I think it was too, you know, being an Oregonian and growing up out in the forest, like sun exposure was never an issue.
You don't get burned hanging out in the forest.
Yeah, there's just plenty of shade wherever we went. So it was never really on my radar. But now I know.
Yeah. Gotta be aware.
So I'm trying to get better at letting my kids fight. And one of them hurts the other one. But also to remember that they're brothers, and that happens with siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger one, like, uses us.
Let's not say younger or older. One of them.
One of them.
That's smaller. The smaller one.
The smaller one. They'll never figure it out.
Like something will happen and you'll like, you know, go in like, okay, let's work this out. And as soon as like, you know, the bigger one's like, okay, he'll be like, oh, it was fine. And it's like, well,
after he's not hurt anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's all right. And like, then why am I here?
I thought it was funny when you guys came over last week for hangout. Owen and Daniel are about the same size.
Uh-huh.
And they were running around having a good time and wrestling and stuff. And Brooks says to Daniel, like, what would you say? Like,
oh, yeah.
He's not your brother or something. Like, don't go
100%. Yeah.
Because Owen's the oldest and he's always playing with his little sister. And so he's got to be really gentle when he wrestles.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel's going to come out of the gate at 100%.
Yeah. Oh,
he's got to fight his big brother.
He has to.
Yeah. I mean, and he's used to fighting someone twice his size.
Yeah, exactly.
We were on the teeter-totter and I was showing them, you know, that how you can change it so it's weighted on one side, and they got on, so Daniel was on the weighted heavier side and Jackson got on and he's like, that doesn't even
didn't move.
So yeah, I mean, the one of them is just scrappy. Well, just like, I mean, he punches hard. Like sometimes I get he punched my dad and I was like, no, dude, like granted my like dad had initiated it, however I'm like, you can't, don't, too hard, man.
Same thing with hanging out with Heidi and Kellen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's much bigger than Daniel.
Oh, sure.
Jackson just, I mean, Daniel can just like hold his own and like...
Yeah, he grew up on the rough streets Kellen of says, little brother.
Kellen says, let's fight. And he goes, all right. And he, and he like grabs him and like pulls him by his head. And Kellen's down. Like...
Ah! Not this, not this.
Not like this.
Daniel breaks a beer bottle. All right, let's go.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a scrappy kid. I think they had a lot of fun, though. Owen
yeah,
and
that was great. Because I feel like they haven't played as much.
No.
I think a lot of it... even like my mom said today, Daniel has some speech stuff.
Yeah, so does Owen.
And it's really gotten better.
Yeah.
But I've always, I don't know, I've been able to understand Owen. I feel better than
Daniel. Knows?
I don't know. But I think that the fact that he can communicate more, because he would kind of just stick to his own.
Right, yeah.
A lot because people couldn't understand what the fuck he was saying.
Yeah, Owen figured out on his tablet on YouTube Kids, you can push the little mic and it'll search stuff for him.
Yeah.
And so he's gotten a lot better with pronunciation.
Yes.
He's like, Power Rangers, and it will search for him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's like, oh, what's this called? What's that called? What's this called? He's like asking me to read for him.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to make him read like some cutscenes. We were playing Zelda. And I was like, this is what Zelda's saying to Link. And I was trying to read it to him. I think this is the only way to teach him is through video games.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of interested. I don't know. We'll get there. I need to find some game that's like all reading.
They have this game that's all reading and they're called like
Books.
Yeah. They have them at that big building downtown.
Oh, the place to
with
poop.
The lions. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With the free internet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Library?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
The problem is, it's all just paper and there's no screen.
It's a lot harder
so
to search.
Boring. Yeah,
it's
so
search.
Hard.
That is harder.
Yeah,
to
Daniel's
search.
Been asking Siri to tell him jokes.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is a thing you get with an Apple product.
An
product.
Apple product? What a fine product that must be. Does it.
Google phones can't possibly do something so sophisticated. So,
right. I know the Amazon one will fart for you if you ask it to fart.
Oh.
So I should probably get one for the kids. Actually, my baby was talking to my baby. Andy's almost two. Andy was talking to Google trying to get it to search something for him, I think. He doesn't talk really.
Just nipples.
Just think, like, we grew up with this technology, like, coming to us after we understood things.
Right.
But, like, yeah, kids being like, I'll just talk to my phone. I'll talk to this thing. It talks back.
Yeah, their relationship
like
with technology is a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, teachers can't say, you're not always going to have a calculator on you at all time. They have to stop.
It's on my wrist, bitch.
Those goddamn teachers.
I never did.
The worst.
I always was like, why can't they have a calculator? Like, a basic calculator. Because I would prefer to have one.
Yeah.
Like, to me, math is not computation.
It's not. That's what computers and calculators are for.
And even if I'm doing it, like, I mean, if you were doing math, who says it with an S?
Math.
In Europe?
Math.
British.
Math. I can't say. It's hard to say.
Mathematics.
I would double check with a calculator. You know, I would use something. So why wouldn't a kid do that?
As a scientist, as a spokesman for all scientists.
Perfect. You get paid.
You don't.
Think that? Yeah.
You what?
You get paid for using your mathy scientist-y mind?
No, I use a fucking computer because people make mistakes.
Yes, you are correct.
And even like, it'd be embarrassing if you looked at like my calculator history.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, well, I think it's
plus
this.
14.
Yeah. No, seriously. I'm like, well, I'll just type it in because I'll make a mistake. Because, you know, my brain will switch a number around or I'll be
lazy. You
know what?
Brooks is better at... like calculating than I am. Like I will turn to a calculator and he'll figure it out in his head.
I think it just hit me what like public school. It's like, okay, you need the masses to understand this much just to understand like multiplications up
to
a certain level, a certain level of like math, a certain level of reading. But then there's the extra stuff that they're trying to be like, okay, the really smarties, they learn how to do this. They're going to make America better because they're going to learn and they're going to rise to the top and create new things for the future.
Did you just realize what college is?
And they're going to go to college. They're going to raise up.
Sorry, university.
That's what the Brits call it. It just hit me. So, you don't all the, like, okay, I learned calculus and I never used it in my life. Like that kind of stuff that you see people complain about.
Right.
It's because they're too dumb to need to know how to do it.
I don't ever use calculus.
Or to understand.
I use trig, though.
Yeah, see?
Trig comes in.
It's like understanding a part of the world, though. You know? Like,
yeah. It's about building skills.
Yeah.
The ability to learn.
I mean, there's a lot of things that people don't use on a daily basis, but math always gets shat on. Look, how come I had to do this?
Because
I didn't use it. It's like, well, you don't use music theory all the time either. You're not bitching about that.
No. The one thing I always complain about, all the time, I won't shut up about it.
Will not.
Why did I spend, I think, like 3 or 4 years learning Greek and Roman mythology and gods? I'm like, well, Aries is the Greek, but Mars is the Roman or whatever. I feel like that was a huge part of my education.
What?
Like we learned like the Pantheon. No, what? Maybe it's just my school.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. I'm like, why did I learn all this stuff?
Maybe because I don't know why.
Well, I know like democracy came out of ancient Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like the basis for our culture.
I mean, I remember I made like in seventh grade, I remember doing some stuff here and there.
Well, and Oregon Trail is a big deal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We learn that every year.
You got to learn the Nina Pina Santa Maria.
Right, yeah.
Christopher Columbus came to America, discovered it was completely barren land.
Right, empty.
He planted a bunch of trees.
He did it all.
He,
Johnny Appleseed.
He planted something.
He planted a lie in the American school system.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, all that stuff. Underground Railroad. That's all of Black History Month. Yep.
That's Harry Tubman. The whole thing.
Abe Lincoln
solved it.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed it.
Fixed.
Like, on to the next.
People don't question
Rosa Parks.
That, but like, I think that like learning math, like it just is like exercise for the mind. Like,
absolutely.
It's like
that's all it ever is.
Thinking. Just like, I mean, people argue that with science, right? That having, you know, understanding the scientific process. But
hypothesis.
People just bitch about math it's cool. I feel like, I don't know, people.
It's cool to shit on math?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always upset when I have to use math. I'm like, oh no, the answer is in math. I'm going to have to.
Fuck, not math again.
WolframAlpha.com. Thanks, Wolfram.
This leads perfectly into this new segment I came up with.
Yeah?
Wrote it down here. Things everyone agree are delicious, 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 delicious. On this week's episode of Things Everyone Agrees Are Delicious, Bailey's Irish Cream.
Okay. I don't think everyone agrees, but okay.
Every single human on Earth.
I was going to say eggnog, but I know that's pretty divisive.
No, some people, yeah.
But it's so good.
Oh, we did a like taste testing a couple times, like the difference between old-fashioned eggnog and...
Oh, is there a difference?
Old-fashioned, yeah. Well, when they come around again, we should do that.
There's two kinds.
Not on the pod. I know how you feel about tasting on the pod. Yeah, there's old fashioned and new fashioned.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Nutmeg.
New Coke.
What's the difference? It's nutmeg.
Old fashioned,
right?
No. Nutmeg.
How much nog's in it?
Something. But not everyone agrees it's delicious. So what does everyone agree is
Bailey's
delicious?
Irish Cream. It's all. I mean,
can't tell you the last time I had any.
We just got some. From Costco.
I guess it's good. Is it good? It's cream with booze in it.
Yeah. It's still not as good as chocolate milk.
Wait a minute. There you go. That's the answer. Chocolate milk's
chocolate
always delicious.
Milk.
Is that racist? Irish cream? They're like, those Irish, they'll put whiskey in everything.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Canceled.
But it's only racist if it's not the truth, right?
I noticed that I get like my spices from Natural Grocers,
uh-huh.
And their seasonings, it said Mexican seasoning,
sure,
Asian seasoning, but now I realize like the latest one I got says taco seasoning, because I was always like, why don't they call it, this is taco seasoning.
I've noticed Top Ramen
has changed. Yeah.
Changed. It's soy flavored instead of oriental flavored.
Soy, it now says soy?
Yeah.
Well, that's not, it's not soy flavored.
I guess that's what it was. I don't know.
Was it just soy before?
To me, it was the blue one.
And I didn't like the blue one. I was a beef or a chicken.
Well, you know, it's nice to switch it up. But you know what universally disliked? Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Nobody likes shrimp.
I think I like
the
shrimp.
Pink one.
The pink one? Get out of here.
Maybe.
Sometimes
I don't
you see
I didn't
the orange.
Eat it very much.
The pork? That's fine.
Wasn't pork right. white? Is no. that a full white label?
No. Is there a white top ramen? Write in. Let us know.
Baseballbuddiespod@gmail.com.
All right. Speaking of.
Superfan Joe.
Superfan Joe.
Wrote us in.
96.
Six great questions.
Great questions.
And a really philosophical question last
yeah.
week.
What's wrong but sounds right?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm
true
still...
love.
Shut up.
No.
Question 67. What inanimate object would be the most annoying if it played loud, upbeat music while being used? Oh, your car? That's the only loud, upbeat music that I know.
Your couch.
Oh, yeah.
You sat on your couch and just started
playing a song. Yeah,
I was thinking
I'll
toilet.
Lay on the floor.
Yeah.
Toilet.
Toilet. Yeah. Yeah.
La, 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 la. That would get me off the toilet a lot quicker. It's like, oh, Brooks is shitting again. Brooks.
It has a little sensor. It can tell what you're doing. I guess if you're sitting. You ever sit down to pee?
I was just saw a TikTok about this earlier today.
Oh, yeah?
It probably is the less, you know, it's more efficient and less splatter if you sat to pee.
Yeah. I found when my kids are around, I'll sit to pee more often.
So you don't pee on them?
So I don't pee on them. Well, you know, the baby coming up and trying to grab the
yeah.
stream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's no fun. But it's less confusing for my daughter.
Mm.
I'm like, well,
I never thought of that.
I sit down to pee also because I don't want her trying to stand. She doesn't.
Yeah.
She'll hate me in 10 years or whatever. But she likes to pee outside too.
Yeah.
Because Owen does.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to pee outside. I'm like, fucking go for it. I mean, it's less fun for a girl, but
yeah.
she still gets a kick out of it.
I mean, I pee outside.
Well, yeah, when we go out to the land, I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't
save
learn.
A flush.
I mean, it's only been in the last 10 years that I've like actually
you got a
gotten
the skill
at it. Yeah.
There's a technique.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I, with it being so dry, I have to move around the yard. Where I pee. So, like, I found myself last night, first, like, the big pile of brush to bring to the yard debris is there. So I couldn't pee in my normal spot. So I'm, like, back behind the play structure at 11 at night, back there. And whenever I'm doing something weird like that in my own backyard, I think that someone in the apartment yeah. is looking out upon me. Or just seeing a human at 11:30 in a back corner peeing,
skulking
being
around,
like, "What's happening back there?"
Yeah.
Wait, you don't just pee in the hot tub? Isn't there one of the jets?
Dare you?
A little slot.
The pH, the alkalinity, John.
Right. Yeah. 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 Isn't that why you put chemicals in it? There's one that's just like pee begone.
I thought the other day when you were younger, were you told about like if you pee in a pool it'll turn purple?
That is
people
not
say
true.
That
I know, but I've always was scared.
I think that's why the myth persists.
Yeah,
but once I learned it wasn't true,
it was a free-for-all.
Like, nope,
in a pool.
John, are you with me?
Oh,
you
yeah,
back
of
me
course.
Up on this, we're gonna get out of the pool. That's a lot of water. That's chlorinated.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
you can pee in the pool, right?
No.
Although now my
everybody
kids,
does, right?
Everybody.
My kids are old enough and tall enough and can swim good enough that they're allowed to just be in the shallow end without me.
That's truly glorious.
It is amazing.
What a milestone!
So I will get like I got out to go to the bathroom just because I could.
And
I
was like, I'm gonna hang out over here.
Yeah, yeah. I take a while to get into the pool with them. This is like a milestone. This is the milestone.
Yeah.
This is
huge.
It. Yeah.
Next is driving a car, then marriage.
Pretty much.
At one time, I was at a pool bar, like a resort. Was it down in Mexico for my brother's wedding? And they had like the bar poolside so that you can sit.
Oh, everybody's pissing in that pool.
And
right?
It's like, but once you've been sitting there, you have to get up to like.
Disperse it?
No, like you've had three beers and you gotta like make the bartender think
You're not.
Okay. That you're not.
You're not fooling fucking anybody.
You got to get up out of the pool. You got to walk somewhere for a while to protect, and then you just come back.
Oh, you'd actually get out of the pool
to make him think,
but not go find a bathroom.
No, you just like walk around the corner for a little bit.
I see.
Oh,
this and then get back.
Great
in the
lengths
pool.
You're going to just to pee in the pool.
Well, I don't want him thinking bad about me, man.
I've also heard
it's like this guy's had 8 beers and he hasn't moved for 4 hours.
He got out of the pool for 30 seconds and jumped back in.
I went around the corner where there's no bathroom.
Yeah, I know there's no bathroom over there.
Or
is
like
he peeing in the bushes? What a weirdo! Just pee in the pool like everyone else. That's what I'm doing.
When we were at the beach, there's like no place to pee for the kids.
Yeah.
It's just wide open. We're like, Jackson, just get in the water and piss your pants.
Yeah.
And he's like,
okay.
Like,
but
really?
It was weird.
And then
it was
we're
pretty
watching
shallow.
Him. He's like kind of squatting down. And I started giggling a little. And he's like, hey.
Yeah. 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 But
that's
it's like,
kids.
You know, we've
Thanks,
been
John.
Working so long to get it, you know, but you put effort into potty training them. I mean, I remember when Jackson was little at the park and he just turned around, pulled his pants down and peed.
Oh, yeah.
Facing a summer camp.
Yeah.
And someone was sitting reading. So all the kids were facing him. And I was actually far enough away where I did not say anything because I would have just drawn more attention.
You're
to
like,
it.
I don't
and
know who
like,
that kid is.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Mama, you're like, no, nah, I don't know. Leave me alone, stranger. I've heard that the chlorine smell is due to reaction with urine.
Oh, so
the
more
pool smells like chlorine, that's because people are pissing. Because Brooks has been there.
My hot
but
tub
my counter to that is when I open my chlorine to put in my hot tub, it stinks like chlorine. Like
well, is
strong.
Owen peeing in it?
No, the box.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Maybe
yeah.
It comes with pee in it already.
Already.
Yeah.
When I used to teach swimming, and there was nothing quite like holding a kid, and then they would just smile, and then the water was
slightly
warmer around you, and it's like, cool, man.
Yeah.
This is fun.
At the end of the day, it's mostly water.
Yeah. It's a lot of water.
Yeah. No, I mean pee is.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm into piss pee.
And when it's asparagus?
What?
Asparagus pee.
No kinchin.
I won't.
Do you guys not hear that? Question 68.
I'll piss on you from this side of the
not
table.
Not from you.
I could hit your foot from here.
You think you could hit that?
I'd have to thread the needle. There's a lot of electrical sockets
under the table. You have that much horizontals?
No, he
this
does
is
not.
A 6-foot table.
I'd have to kink it.
No.
let it blast, you know.
Like Adam Carolla's friend?
68?
Brewing?
Yeah, he called
they
it brewing.
I never could
that's
do
a callback.
It.
Wait, is that you start peeing, but you have your...
No, he would like hold it and like build up pressure. Yeah. And he could, according to Adam Carolla, he could shoot it over the stall in a bathroom and piss on you when he's in the
but
next
like,
stall over.
By kinking the penis?
Yeah.
Or like
just
a hose?
Pinching the end.
Sure.
Yeah, like a hose.
You can do that, you know.
I cannot.
No, one can do that.
I understand.
Owners
I
of penises
know.
Can do that.
I'll try it.
I'm learning.
Tonight.
What do you mean you...
I'll try it tonight. I haven't tried
You know it's soft, right? You can squish it.
I've never done it on purpose because it kind of stings.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel
Wait,
good.
Wait, it's soft sometimes? I always thought it was hard.
We're learning so much about our bodies.
Don't say it.
Because I'm my mother's only child and I am a female.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had sons and my mom was like, you know, with putting on the diaper, she's like, well, should I point it up
no.
or down? And I was like, well, if you
Wing
point it up,
down.
It'll just go. She's like, well, I've only seen him pointing up. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Really?
She grew up without the internet.
Oy.
Boy. You know, there's penises on there. You can just look them up. Look Wait. At them all day long.
Where?
Hmm?
They can't be like a lot, right?
there's a couple. I've seen
like
a couple.
A small,
yeah,
amount?
Tiny sub,
yeah,
tiny subset of the internet.
This is a lot. Yeah.
Question 68: what is something you really resent paying for on a regular basis? The art tax. Ugh.
That's just more
Kids
of a
love
hassle.
Art.
No, we have the best art teacher because of that tax. She's
bullshit,
awesome.
Bullshit.
She's amazing.
What, buying fucking crayons for kids? I don't know. Shit.
No, they have us parents to buy it.
The art tax is $75.
$25.
$25.
It's $1,000 per person.
It's like $35 per person.
Yeah.
Per person. In the house. But you have to mail it in.
It's a separate thing.
No, you
pay online.
Brooks doesn't know because he's never done it.
I've also never done it.
No.
Wait, what?
No, my wife does.
Yeah.
But she complains about it all the time.
No, I complain about it. I don't know. I was just trying to think of something. What?
But yeah, it's just a hassle. I remember not.
I hate paying for bags. 5 cents for a bag? What kind of racket is this?
Really?
No, I don't care. That's so minimal, 5 cents?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I've been running out of bags because I bring my usable ones, uh-huh. But like, bags are really useful to have.
For kitty litter?
No, I use them for like recycling or like paper bags.
Oh, okay.
Kitty litter is for, yeah, poop stuff.
No, but you get the plastic bags, which are banned in our county.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I go outside, is it just county?
Yeah, yeah. Clackamas County, you get plastic bags.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true. When I go outside the county, I will use some of those in for like car garbage.
Yeah, yeah, car garbage.
So you kind of got to value them.
I have a nice Target plastic bag.
Those are, yeah.
And I actually dump it out and keep the bag for my car garbage.
I should use one of those.
Because they're real tough.
And you didn't even have to pay anything for a while during the pandemic for a Target bag.
That's true.
And they were the good ones.
The good, thick plastic. This is the shit parents care about. Adults. Brooks is just shaking his head
we're
at
adults
us.
Adults now.
Doesn't deal.
What's something you resent paying for?
I don't know. The electric bill came today.
Oh,
but
no.
I guess you get what you pay what you use. I guess I did use a lot of electricity with that hot tub and air conditioning pumping away.
The water bill's surprisingly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
No? You don't see that?
I mean, it just comes from the sky.
He doesn't see it.
Or glaciers melting.
Yeah.
But hey, our natural gas bill was like nothing.
Like $7.
It's 10, the base.
$10.
Just, it was
just
the base
to keep it on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, internet, that sucks to pay for how shitty it is.
Jeff Bezos to send a rocket into space. Our tax dollars paid for that.
Is that right?
No, our...
He got that PPE loan last year when the government,
the PPP,
when the government was handing it out for businesses.
He got a bunch of cash.
It's like Amazon
spent on
needs
a rocket.
Some money. I'm building a rocket.
I don't understand why anyone cares what he does. I mean, going to space is like the most ordinary thing a billionaire could do, right? I mean, he's not. I don't know. He's not being super crazy.
I mean,
he's a fucking dork. Big
when
deal.
When you have that much money you cannot spend in your entire life if you tried as hard as you could. And he is, which is...
What if he bought like all of Idaho?
Yeah.
Go
and was
for
like,
it.
I'm going to raise a tribe of cannibals. Then, okay, that's an interesting story. Like he's like, oh, I'm going to fly a plane up into space. All right, cool. Good job.
For the first time in my life, I was looking up at the moon and I was like...
Someday.
I think...
I'll get there.
No, I was like...
I'll see that acre. I'll grow my space potatoes.
I have an acre on the moon.
I know you do.
Let's do it.
I was going to say, that was a throwback.
Someday, I'll get up there. No, I've never thought about going to the moon, but I remember watching Apollo 13 when the guy was a kid and he was looking up at the moon and being like, I want to go up there someday. But throughout all history, humans have been looking at that moon and like,
that's pretty cool.
Thing? I wonder how those rocks glow like that.
It's made of cheese.
Is it? What do you think it's made of? I bet cavemen.
Nobody knows. We've never been there.
I don't think so.
No.
It was all on a stage. Stanley Kubrick filmed that landing.
That's what I heard. The internet told me.
So the end of the story is that Brooks couldn't find anyone. And usually I don't come on because then it undoes the fact that I pay John to keep Brooks busy,
right,
so I have a break. So then when I have to come on,
I'm doing this
time.
Pro bono now.
Yeah. But
I maintain Brooks's attention for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
John can't quit me. He can't.
I tried. You came to my house, drug me out in front of my kids. Oh man, speaking of my house.
Is it happening?
What? What's happening?
The fence?
Oh yeah. We're gonna build a fence next week.
Is that next week?
Next week. I am acquiring your husband.
Yes.
tearing down a fence.
Yeah.
Building a new fence. I have the post hole digger that I stole from my dad.
Thank you. Thanks, Ed.
Remind me next week
to bring it
to get the 40-1 gas oil mix instead of the 50-1. Oh, that's what my dad suggested.
Okay. I'll get
so remember that.
I don't know how much use we'll get out of it because there's so many rocks, but we'll see what we can do. Anyway, yeah, I never got a hold of my deaf neighbor, so I'm not going to do that, which is fine.
Oh.
So it's half as much work.
It's going to take us.
Well, we got to set posts and then
come back
the next day, I guess. I don't know. Not everyone has to come back. We'll see how it goes. Part of the planning, part of you guys helping is part of the planning.
Me.
You all show up and then we'll figure out what to do.
This week, this time we're working on your house. I'm not going to work and then
be super hungover,
get super wasted and then show up and be useless for the rest of the next day.
When? I don't remember.
That was last year when we did the deck. Was that it?
It was a wall, tearing the wall out.
And you were like, I'm so sick.
I went to a whiskey night and drove to your house at 7 in the morning from Estacada.
Okay, that's
like,
why I
super hungover.
That's why I didn't remember.
Brooks, you just sit on the couch and relax.
I was like, I'm hungry.
I'm
and
here
you're
to
like,
help.
Here's a breakfast burrito, Brooks.
This will pick you up. Drink
I've
this
been thinking. Star. I've been thinking about those breakfast burritos.
So good.
Maybe you could pick one up on your way back from doing the yard debris run tomorrow.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. There you go.
The bacon.
Breakfast burritos?
What?
Burritos?
Burritos
so
for
good.
Breakfast.
Breakfast burritos?
So good.
You got lunch burritos? Do they have like a high-end...
Fourth meal burrito?
Yeah, you got fourth meal. It hasn't come at dinner.
What do you mean? That's what we have dinner like once a week.
All right. I guess breakfast has just dominated the whole eating day.
You mean burritos?
Wait, what did I say?
Yeah, burritos.
Burritos.
They fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
I actually had leftover burritos from last night this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, a burrito in the fridge? I'll eat this. It was cold and not very good, but I still ate it. No, speaking of my house, I noticed when I went into my basement Tuesday that there was a real funk coming in through the crawl space.
Uh-oh.
And I opened it up and there's a bunch of stagnant, gross drain water.
Oh,
and I look over toward the kitchen sink area under the crawl space and there's not so stagnant water dripping down.
Oh,
so
man.
I have some sort of nightmarish leak down there. And that funk has not gone away. It's gotten stronger.
Did you fix the problem?
I did years ago. I had a leak. And maybe my repair has failed. I don't know. The thing is, to get in there, it's crazy cramped and awful to crawl. And now I got to crawl over
some
disgusting rancid water to get over to the problem.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, this might be a teaching lesson for your boy, Andy.
Hey, hop up in there.
Here.
I just closed the little hatch.
Pipe wrench.
Come out when it's fixed. Yeah, I think Owen would have a good time up in there. But it's pretty creepy. There might be a dead rat in there. I don't know.
Well,
I'll have more news to share next week.
Okay. When Jay comes on, maybe.
Maybe. I think we'll be pretty wiped out next week.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know. It might not be that much work.
We did a chain link fence, Jamie and I.
Yeah.
On the side of the house.
Oh, really?
Before we bought this house.
We
that
did.
Little section that's
we
8 feet
make...
with a gate.
Yeah. We did it together. We had to make it Nani ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
we
it's
bought
like
it.
4 feet of fence?
It's like from the house to the other fence.
5 feet.
Yeah. So we did that. I feel like maybe
are
I'll
you
just
doing
send...
chain link?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just send Jamie over there.
All right. Yeah, I'll put you to work.
And I'll start. Also, I'll be sewing. Do you have any outfits you want me to sew next weekend for you?
Not that I know of.
It would all be like bikinis.
What? Here, put these on.
I made this for you. The Emperor's new clothes.
What?
All right, John.
Shut up.
They're no clothes.
He's trying to get me not wearing anything.
I understand.
Oh, okay.
All right, John. It's past our bedtime.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. Hey, I got a fish. That's
hey.
A thing. That's it.
When I first saw it, I saw nothing in the tank. And I was like, oh, just an empty tank sitting there. And then I saw it dancing around.
Ah, yep. Little blue beta, $20.
Nice.
That's smart. PetSmart.
PetSmart. What made you think about getting a fish?
Nothing.
Was it my love of fish? That
no, your hatred
to
of
you?
Fish. No, my son just said, hey, can we go get a fish? And my wife and I looked at each other and go, okay. And just coincidentally, she had a fish tank that she had in her stash. My wife has a big stash of like emergency kid toys that are in the garage in a box labeled surprise kid gifts.
She's got a hamster cage in there.
You never know, right? You pick up stuff for cheap at consignment sales or whatever, and you just stash it away because, you know, kids don't need toys. And anyway, we filled the tank up, plopped a fish in there. It's been great. His name is Tafina. Which my son came up with. We have no idea where it came from.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good name.
I mean, it's especially for a beta. You know, it's kind of a show fish.
Yeah, he's very fancy. I guess it's a boy. I don't know.
I think, yeah.
I think most betas are. They fight each other for mates.
That sounds like a boy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And it's super colorful, because aren't usually in, like, the animal kingdom, the male is the...
To attract the female.
Somebody put up a peacock crossing sign on the corner. Yeah.
They're like, slow down, peacock crossing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Portland.
But we really do have a peacock.
I know.
I love that peacock.
Do you?
I love it. I was driving to work, and it was a block and a half down, and I called up Jamie, and it was sitting on a pole, like pretty close to the sidewalk. I was like, Jamie, bring the boys.
I totally forgot we did not do that.
Go look at a peacock.
It's like, appreciate the call.
It's like right there. You can just look at it. It's only like 15 feet from the sidewalk. It's cool.
Well, when they were at school for, you know, 2 hours, the peacock would hang out on the rooftops near the school.
Right.
Or near the park.
Watching over the
go.
Children.
Yeah. And so that was like, that would be the report after school was we saw the peacock.
That's pretty exciting.
So now it's like their thing. So when it comes from Papa, it's not as exciting.
Maybe when my fence is nice and complete and sound, I'll get a peacock, keep it in the backyard.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
I'll put a fence over the top. Put it in a big cage.
You could feed it.
What if I cut its wings off?
Aww.
Yeah, you gotta clip the...
No,
yeah,
the whole
just
wing.
Just cut off the whole decorative... Yeah. All that
no,
awesome...
No, their tail is decorative.
Oh, tail too. It's gone.
But I found some little feathers, like not the long tail feathers, but just little feathers in our yard.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so been pretty. Visiting your backyard?
It has. During the heat wave, it overnighted on our neighbor's roof. There's a nice breeze there. You could tell it like found just the right spot to get its tail feathers flowing. And then we woke up, and it was on our roof. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
I know.
Is this a wild peacock, you reckon?
Someone paid money to put
Everyone
signs
can
up.
Hear you shrug your shoulders, Brooks.
Shrug.
Shrug.
I don't know, but it explains the child dying sounds that I'd been hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're not a pretty sound.
No.
Bird.
Yeah.
I just have crows in my neighborhood. Yeah. Which make
the
a pretty
peacock,
good racket.
The peacock of Gresham, as I like to call them.
Oh, the crow.
The crows are the peacocks of Gresham.
I gotcha. All right, buddy.
All right.
I'm going to go home now.
No, you have to stay.
Please turn off the fucking... No, please let me leave.
This is not over until I say it's over. We got another dog.
If I could only reach the button from here, but I can't.
All Maybe right. you could pee on it.
I'll see you tomorrow, John.
Yes. Tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.